And we really enjoyed the big history show at St George's Hall a few weeks back. Had a couple of great days, as always. And I got to meet some really interesting people, including Joan, Joanie and Mary. Now, the three grannies from Ashton and Makerfield who came over to tell me about the children's books that they've written. Now, they were great fun to talk to, so I thought, let's get them on the show and find out a bit more. So, first of all, a very good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hey, great to see you again. And this time sober, eh, girls? So, look, two of you write the books. It's Mary and Joan one, yeah?
That's right.
And we've called Joanie. You're like the agent. You look after the girls. And
that's right.
And put the books out there and do the hard bit.
That's right. You've given us a very posh title.
So tell us about how the idea came about then, Mary, first of all.
Well, we never planned to write books. We never sat down and decided we would write a series of books. Yeah. But that was a series of books, what we've written. It came about quite accidentally. I was sitting in my friend Joan's house and I saw her Victorian doll's house.
Right.
And I thought, well, I could write a little story about this, about our grandchildren becoming small with the help of a magic doll and a magic fan and being whisked into the house and them experiencing the Victorian days.
I know.
So Joan gave me pen and paper and there and then I jotted down my ideas. And I showed them to Joan and she liked them. So she said, oh, I'll join in. We'll write a story between us. So we actually wrote the first story between us and Joan illustrated it and we sent it away to the publishers and that got published. And then we didn't decide to write any more. We thought that was the end of it. And 6 months later, we were on the Mersey Ferry and we got an idea to write a book called The Ferry That Was. The Mersey Ferry That Was. So between us we wrote that as well. Yeah. And then it snowballed from then.
So it's a case of getting together, Joan, and just kicking a few ideas around and getting your ideas on paper.
Yeah, we sort of have meetings every now and again and decide what part of the book, you know, we're going to do to sort of fit in like a jigsaw, really, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
And it falls into place. Yeah, well, luckily it does, yes, yeah.
So have you always been interested in writing?
No, it's my sister that really that's him. No, we just started off writing then, you know, quite accidentally, not even planning it.
Right.
And we've managed to do 18 books so far about these same characters in each book, the grandmother, the twins, and the magic doll called Miranda, the magic fan. And we've realised we can take these children back into any century and any part of the world and form a story about them. You know, history mixed up with them. Fiction for children.
Well, I think it's a great idea, you know, of educating kids and keeping the fun side to it as well, isn't it?
I think that was the thing, that we didn't want it to be like history where you've got to learn dates and so on. So we thought the children would find a bit of fun in these and then they'll read them. And we found a lot of children have, haven't they? They've got really interested in them.
I was going to ask you about the kids that you try them out on. So you just give them to children around about and say, what do you think of these? Have a read of these. You try to get them into school.
Well, they've got to know us a bit, haven't they?
Our friends, grandmothers as well, buy them for their grandchildren, you see.
Right.
And they quite enjoy reading them themselves, you know. Don't they, Joan?
But the thing is, Joanie, distribution is the number one word with any book, isn't it? So is that down to you, is it?
Oh, yes, definitely. Yeah. when they first started writing... Mary used to jot it down on paper. Joan was on an old word processor.
Right.
And they used to give it to me and I would sort it all out and then put it on the, try and type it out on Mary's old computer.
Right.
So we just finished the first story and we were up till after midnight.
Yeah.
Typing it. We just finished it and I pressed the wrong key on the keyboard and the whole lot vanished.
No.
We were nearly in tears.
I'm nearly in tears listening to it.
Our son came around the next day and sorted it for us. So after that we decided to go to learn computers.
Right.
We had the teacher a little bit harassed. Three grandmothers all trying to call him at once.
Hey, but I tell you what, when you've got an incentive to go and learn the computer, when you've got some great ideas for books, I bet you that helps, doesn't it?
Oh, it really did.
Oh, yeah.
You know? He was very patient with us being, you know, patient with our senior moments.
Yeah.
But when you got the stories together, did you approach the publishers then, Joanie? Yeah.
We did together, didn't we? We wrote after, we emailed after them when we got more more okay with the computers, where computer, you know.
We did four more, didn't we? We did four small ones, and you know, County Rise Publishers.
Yeah.
County Rise Publishers decided to publish those four for us.
Yeah.
Lulu has got most of them, haven't they? Yes.
Right. Yeah. So it must be very exciting, girls, when you've actually got the product in your hand, and you know, it's such a small idea.
Yes.
And there you are with the book in your hand. It must be very
exciting.
It's
such a lovely feeling, isn't it? Yeah. You know, to have something that you've actually created. And the fact is that somebody wants to buy it as well, which is nice, isn't it?
Isn't that great?
Oh, that's lovely.
So how long will this go on? I mean, you know, how many stories have you come up with now? 18?
18 so far. We've just finished one now called The Cartridge That Was. And that's
so it's all the That Was series?
It's all That Was, That Was books. Yes, and my daughter done a web page for us.
Yeah.
So, you know, we've actually got our own web page.
Yeah. See, this, I tell you what, J.K. Rowling won't be sleeping well in the bed when she hears about it.
Well, they're in the local, some of our books are in the local library.
Yeah.
Schools, Anglican Cathedral, tourist shop in Liverpool. And we have a series of meetings with the arts. With the Arts Development Officer, haven't we, Joan?
Oh, in Wigan, yes. So they're going to ask us to do some workshops with older people. You know, it's a lovely scheme called Bright Days.
Creative writing. Yeah.
And it's run by Age UK.
So the idea is you speak to people and say, listen, it's work for us, it can work for you.
Yes,
exactly. Yeah.
So this is what we want to do, start to get older people interested in writing.
So what's the next step? Have you gone into any of the bigger bookshops or the bigger
The Art Development Officer is hoping to use our stories with the drama group and developing them into a play ready for Easter.
Isn't that great?
That'll be exciting, won't it?
Yeah.
Well, girls, have you got a website where we can find out more? You know, many more wants to buy your books or give them as a gift or whatever?
We've got County Vise. .com.
County Vise. How do you spell that?
CountyVise.
Okay.
.com.
Okay.
They've got some of our books. And then there's Lulu.com.
So give them a shout.
Yeah, they've got a lot of our books.
And there's our website, The Site That Was.
Yeah.
.co.uk.
The Site That Was.
Yeah.
.co.uk.
That's right.
Okay, hey, great story, you know, and all the very best to you for the year, you know.
Thank you.
And then you've got 18 on the go at the moment, just finished another one.
Yeah.
You know, Christmas to come.
Yes. Oh, we've got a Christmas one out, a Star That Was, and it's in the Anglican Cathedral.
Is it?
And it's a really nice Christmas story.
Oh, that's lovely. Yeah. Girls, thanks for coming in and telling us about it. And the best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, we've enjoyed meeting you.
And you. Thank you very much.